Welcome to Treasure the Word. Here are some insights on Ezekiel 31 to 33, from Egypt's fall to Israel's new watchmen. Chapter 31 delivers one more funeral dirge, this time comparing proud Egypt to a magnificent cedar of Lebanon, taller and more splendid than any tree in the Garden of God, its branches sheltering every bird and beast, until pride brought it down and cast it into the depths, to lie among the uncircumcised and the slain. 31:3-18. Chapter 32 continues with two more laments, cataloging Egypt's descent into Sheol alongside Assyria, Elam, and other fallen powers, a grim procession of once great nations, all of them now reduced to the same silent grave. And then, in the middle of chapter 33, everything changes. Word finally reaches the exiles. Jerusalem has fallen. The judgment Ezekiel spent 24 chapters announcing has come to pass exactly as spoken, and his mouth, sealed for years except when delivering specific oracles, is opened. But before the book turns fully toward hope, God recommissions Ezekiel with almost the same language he used at the very beginning. I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. 33:7, compare 17. The task has not changed, even though the moment has. Ezekiel is still responsible to warn, whether people listen or not, and this chapter closes with a portrait of exactly the response he can expect. People who sit before you as my people and hear your words, but they do not put them into practice, whose talk is full of love while their hearts remain fixed on unjust gain. They treat the prophet's message the way one might enjoy a beautiful song, pleasant to listen to, but never intended to be obeyed. This ought to be a caution to anyone who has spent years hearing good teaching without being changed by it. It is entirely possible to love the sound of truth, to gather for it, discuss it, even be moved by it emotionally, while keeping one's actual life untouched by it. Ezekiel's audience did this for years, and the warning embedded in their example is not that hearing the word is worthless, but that hearing without doing is a particular kind of self-deception, one the New Testament will later name explicitly. Do not merely listen to the word, do what it says. James 1, verse 22. The chapter also restates, more sharply than before, the principle from chapter 18. A person's final moral direction, not their history, determines the outcome. If a righteous person turns from their righteousness and does evil, they will die for it. And if a wicked person turns away from their wickedness and does what is just and right, they will live by doing so. 33:19. Some readers find this unsettling, as if history should count for more than it apparently does. But the deeper comfort here is this. No failure, however long standing, forecloses the possibility of a genuinely different ending, for Israel or for us. 1. Egypt's fall is compared to a magnificent cedar brought down by its own pride. 31. What tall trees in your own life, achievements, relationships, reputation, could become sources of pride rather than gratitude. 2. Ezekiel's mouth is open the moment news of Jerusalem's fall arrives, but his task as watchman does not change. What does this suggest about how faithful ministry continues across very different seasons? 3. The people hear Ezekiel's words but do not put them into practice. 33:31-32. Where might you be doing the same thing with something you have heard and even loved, but not yet obeyed? 4. Chapter 33 restates that a person's final direction matters more than their past. Does this truth comfort you, unsettle you, or both, and why? Thank you for spending this time in Ezekiel 31:33. Until next time, keep treasuring the word.